have to figure to wake up to Toucher and Rich. Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Numbers. You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change. Numbers. 515-575. 515-575.
Crazy, right?
515-575.
That's God's number.
515-575.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Oh, it's a gift from God.
Oh, Troy.
I missed that, man. I was doing the Pan Mass Challenge that week.
Oh, yeah. So you know,
I missed it.
It was still probably going on after you were done.
He goes, don't worry about it. I'm going to do 5 hours.
Ray Lewis's Hall of Fame speech might be the best form of entertainment that I've had in probably the last year.
Second longest Hall of Fame speech in history. 35 minutes.
Oh, unintentionally. He comes out there.
Completely unintentional.
And they saved him for last. And he was, so you knew you were in for a good spot because he opted, instead of to stand at the podium like most guys do, he wanted the Bobby Brown My Prerogative headset so he could like flail his arms around. Here's just a 25-second segment of what his Hall of Fame speech sounded like.
515-75. Remember 5 and remember 7 because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message. 515-75, my mother had me. We had no other route out. Because that woman right there, 515-75. You hear me? Yeah. Crazy, right?
No.
Yeah.
What? How is that crazy?
Yeah. Remember those numbers?
Yeah.
We had no other way out of what? We had no other way out.
Because they have attitude.
Out of 515-75?
Yeah, they were like Jack Hay in 227. They had attitude.
I was chapting 515-75.
Now remember the 5 and the 7. Now ignore the 1 and the 9.
That's why I wore 5-2.
Well, they told me in Miami, we have a 5 and a 2. Then I said, give me 52. Ain't got something.
I said 7 minus 5 is equal to 2. So give me the 2, make it 5-2.
Numbers. See, you got it, Troy.
You got to play with the numbers.
That's right. Well, that's listen, you can play with numbers. You can play with numbers, but not these numbers. They're very important numbers. Now, I forgot that he said that. Now, remember the 5 and the 7. Everything else you can toss out.
No, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. Well, can you please add 32 into the mix? And then I will allow that to happen. And put an ampersand and an exclamation point in, too.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It is crazy. It is somewhat crazy. So
515-75.
Oh, well, you got to remember those numbers.
It's going to be a commercial. I hear it coming.
It's going to stick in your head.
Yeah.
So Saturday was a gift to us because the city of Baltimore named it Ray Lewis Day.
Yeah.
So what do you do on Ray Lewis Day, Ray Lewis?
I go out and I get involved in some murder.
Oh, really?
I do.
There's dry cleaning specials every
day. Dangerous, I think.
Well, listen, 515-75. I mean, what can I tell you? Whoopsie-daisies.
I mean, we all
I'm going to rat on my friends.
So, on Ray Lewis Day, one of the things besides all of those that you mentioned was they were going to have a Ray Lewis parade, which was kind of funny. There's like no one there.
I want to play the tuba.
You want to be the guy in the front with the staff leading everybody? I can see that.
I'll lead you all to the promised land.
Okay. Well, he...
Let's get donuts.
He made a speech, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, he was on CBS yesterday, and they were asking him about Ray Lewis
Day. Ain't got something CBS.
That's right. That's
now
right.
Take out the S. Remember the B.
Okay. We'll do that. Just the B number.
Yeah.
Or letter, whatever. I know I'm confused. But here he is talking about what it means to be in the Hall of Fame.
I thought I'd have Ray show us this ring. I was told it took 11 weeks to make that. How's it feel to finally have that on your hand?
It's probably one of the most amazing accomplishments individually that you can ever even think of, right?
Could you even conceptualize something more important?
Not curing cancer.
Well, listen.
This is the Hall of Fame ring?
Yeah, it's the Hall of Fame ring.
The cancer's going to cure itself at some point. You know, some people said, Ray, could we ever land on the moon? And I said, this ring took 11 days to make. It's more important.
Right. Neil Armstrong somewhere is crying.
It's one of the most important things you can do as an individual in the entire world. Ray, you're so good. Oh, Ray. You know how many, how much evil, or as you might say, crime, this ring stopped?
It's like a superhero ring. It's got superpowers.
You know, Wonder Twin active powers activate. Not speaking well. That's my superhero.
Form of a mush mouth.
It's an ampersand. And they, remember when the peanuts, when Charlie Brown's teacher talked?
Yes, that's the superpower you
want.
That's
my superpower. My superpower is I take a bunch of, you know, boggle. I always misunderstood the game and just read what it said. It's like boggle. I never knew you were supposed to make actual words out of it. I would just say boom ba da boom boom. Right? 5 points, Ray Lewis.
All right, here we go.
It's probably one of the most amazing accomplishments individually that you can ever even think of, right? Because now, you know, as a kid, you always said, what does it mean to be the greatest? What does it mean to be called the best? And when you put on this ring, 300 million men have played this game. People have played this game. And to be amongst 318?
300 million people are in the NFL right now.
Does Ray Lewis actually think...
Yeah, what? 300 million?
Yeah, he goes, out of 300 million people who played this game...
Really,
we have a 40,000 man roster.
Does he really think 300 million people played football?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's quite a large amount.
Well,
he's counting Canadian football too.
Oh, okay. Well, if you count that, then maybe it counts.
Well, Arena League,
European. Yep. You know.
Well, that didn't last very long. Is that still going on?
Soccer. Football.
Yep.
Ah. Every time I looked into the stands, I said, oh, when do these guys get in? 350 million people. You know, how many people are on the planet? Well, I'm better than all of them. CBS, take away the S and the B. What do you got? C, which I never saw in college.
What?
I'm only familiar with the letter F.
Oh, okay. All right. Understood.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
C would be good for me.
Right. I got it.
C, you know what C is also for?
Cookie.
Cookie. And that's good enough for me. And that is good enough for me. People say, Ray, you want a cookie? And I'd say, all right. I'll have one.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
My number is 315, right? And so it's one of those special things that you feel it, and then you say to yourself, guess what? This chapter is done. I've done it. There's nothing else left to do.
So there you go, and then you just go into a corner and wait to die. There's nothing left to do.
At all.
He likes to play these numbers games, huh?
Well, I play Sudoku.
Are you really?
Yes.
Sudoku guy?
Yeah. And everything comes up 52. Ain't got something.
His number is 315.
People have played this game.
Yeah, 300 million people played that game.
300 million people play the game. But 315. Now forget the five, and you have 31.
Now, here he is speaking actually at at his day. Like, the mayor is coming to declare Ray Lewis Day.
Was. What a day it was. The most important day of all time.
Baltimore! Baltimore took me in at 19 years old. I was a 19-year-old child when I walked into this city. I've been in this city long as I've been born.
Wait a minute. 19?
Well, John, I think you're missing the point.
He was born at 19?
Yeah. He was like Benjamin Button. Just came out like a grown man.
It was very difficult for my mother to pass me through. I came out 6'2", 250.
That's right. It's a large child.
I was a large child. I came in.
He was 19 when he was
drafted? Yeah! I was not well.
He was 19 when he was born. 19 when he was drafted. It's amazing.
I entered Miami at 15.
He somewhat forgot about his college career, but it is Ray. Well, also, he's confusing the two.
I get confused about reproduction.
Oh,
I walked in here. I've lived here my whole entire life. I came in when I was 19. You see?
Yeah.
I've been hit in the head by several garden tools.
They were scouting the mom's embryo.
I see.
Yes. So right as soon as he came out, contract your player.
Right. First round draft pick.
Oh, I loved it in there. Really? All the food. I love that umbilical cord.
Is this prenatal, Ray Lewis?
It is. Gaga goo goo.
Okay. You can't even really say that. You're kind of floating around.
Well, I'm floating around in embryotic fluid.
Yeah, right. Maybe you should be like sounding like a little more like you're underwater.
Well, I can't do that voice, Rich. That's too difficult for me. Oh, look at me. I'm floating around in embryotic fluid. I ain't coming out of that hole. No.
It's amazing.
I don't like that light.
You can eat without using your mouth.
Well, no. It goes right into my belly.
Okay, all right. Prenatal Ray Lewis.
I'm prenatal Ray Lewis. Okay. Look at this. What you doing that ultrasound? Yeah, I got it. How can you tell I'm a boy? What gave it away? I'm 19. I got pubes.
That's 19-year-old prenatal Ray Lewis.
That's right.
Okay, that's right.
Could you please stick a Walkman up here? I have something to do. Hey, leave it to Beavers on. Sit on a TV.
What?
I want to watch Leave It to Beaver, dummy.
The only way he can see, you see.
Well, because I'm in the belly.
That's right.
That's right. You're 19-year-old prenatal Ray Lewis.
Prenatal Ray
see
Lewis.
See what's on TV.
19-year-old prenatal Ray Lewis has some needs. Put a hustle up here. Put a hustle up here. Okay. I want to see some nudes.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
You don't got one? See his catalog will do. Lingerie section. Okay.
So it's...
What's playing out there? So... Cool in the Gang? Shove it up here.
They didn't even have like earbuds back then. It was like a Discman when he was 19.
Well, the Discman skips too much in here.
Okay, is this too wobbly?
That's
too wobbly.
Yeah.
It's okay. I get that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Quit pushing, woman.
Well, you
not going anywhere.
You want to stay in there?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I need to get strong.
but apparently they're going to sign you as soon as you come out of the womb.
That's right. I've been doing squats. She put a whole squat rack up here.
Okay, right inside the womb.
In the womb.
That's a pretty big womb.
It was a big one.
Okay, right.
Then in Baltimore, I said, walk to Baltimore and let me loose. Then I came out all covered with slime. Then they had to hose me off.
Okay.
And they slapped me on the butt.
Been in this city as long as I've been born.
For 19 mm-hmm. years, yes.
19 years. Mm-hmm, yes. All right, very good. We will be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I thought I'd have Ray show us this ring. I was told it took 11 weeks to make that. How's it feel to finally have that on your hand?
It's probably one of the most amazing accomplishments individually that you can ever even think of, right? Because now... You know, as a kid, you always said, what does it mean to be the greatest? What does it mean to be called the best? And when you put on this ring, 300 million men have played this game. People have played this game. And to be amongst 318, my number is 315, right? And so it's one of those special things that you feel it, and then you say to yourself, guess what? This chapter is done. I've done it. There's nothing else left to do.
Him just wither away and die.
He said that like on CBS. Just right in the camera. Yeah, 300, like not even just blinking. 300 million people played this game.
Yep.
And even if he wasn't talking about just the NFL, how the hell would he know?
Well, I mean, even, it doesn't matter. 300 million is the population of the United States.
Right.
All right.
And
so he's, to put it in perspective.
Football has been a widely played game since.
Well, I mean, the NFL's been around, yeah, 40s.
Yeah, because it was
never. It really got popular in the 50s.
Yes. So. I challenge that math.
Yeah, well, I would think that if anyone's math, you could challenge. You didn't even have to hear
it. 515.75. You got something.
It is something. Absolutely.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
I went into a bunch of atheists and I gave them this speech and they all went, you know what? You got something there, Ray.
Watching Troy Brown.
Numbers.
Sit here in studio and hear that stuff for the first time was, I mean, his mouth was agape.
He actually felt compassion for it.
He's just like, I can't believe this guy's up there doing that.
Yes. All right. So here is Ray Lewis.
This is on Ray Lewis Day. So they made it Ray Lewis Day in Baltimore. And he's standing up making a speech. And the speech, whatever, because the camera was just on him.
I'd like to congratulate all the murderers who got away with it.
That's right. That's what you celebrate on Ray Lewis Day.
You celebrate dumb juries.
And white suits.
That's right.
Mm. So nothing classier than a white suit.
Of course.
Ray, you look fine in that white suit. That's right. It's a 1982 prom.
So here he is talking in front of a group of people. And for Ray Lewis Day, his big speech.
Baltimore. Baltimore took me in at 19 years old. I was a 19-year-old child when I walked into this city. I've been in this city as long as I've been born.
Okay, so there you go. That's misspeaking entirely too much. And because I'll give him the... He's saying that he's been in Baltimore longer than he had been alive before he went to Baltimore.
Yes, that's correct.
but he said
the fact
it in the
that
most
he got drafted at the age of 19 is a little off, but okay. That's fine.
I'll let you know a secret. I didn't go to class.
Okay.
Shh. I have essentially what amounts to a sixth grade education. Shh. I've been enabled my entire life.
So this is my home. Today is a new day. If today is Ray Lewis Day, imagine God smiling right now.
Oh, God. All right. I'm not even doing the imitation. He believes that he is a conduit from which God speaks. Mm-hmm. He truly believes that. He, no hyperbole, nothing. Ray Lewis believes that he is a conduit from which God speaks.
Have you never run into a person like this?
He's the NFL Pope.
I have. I ran into a kid in college. No, right after college when I started work in Rhode Island, I used to live in the same complex I did down in Cranston. Warwick, Rhode Island. He believed that God was speaking to the world through him, and because of that, he was beyond reproach in just about anything he said.
Well, that's insane.
You never run into anyone like that?
Oh, no, nobody does that.
Deion Sanders, what are you doing here?
I couldn't believe that goes beyond narcissism to insanity.
And, obviously. And these are the guys you laugh at. But, I mean, I'm surprised. And you guys have met a lot of people, too. I can't believe you guys have never run into anyone like that.
I've had people say that God spoke to them. Yeah. And then they say what they said.
No, but not a conduit from which God speaks.
Right, like the Pope.
God's
like the Pope.
Work, he speaks through me. That's what this guy used to say.
I could see in a time of great trouble or something that you say, all right, well, God spoke to me, fine, I'll give it to you.
This is different.
But this is, I mean, I don't believe you, but I'll give it to you. He believed, oh, God's smiling today. Oh, Ray, the way you tackled people for all those years. These guys are all so dumb. I could run fast, though.
If today is Ray Lewis Day, imagine God smiling right now. Imagine all the things they said I couldn't do.
Huh? Like add or speak clearly. Or pass a seventh grade math test. Some of these things I'm working on. They're on my bucket list. Oh, God is smiling. He said people didn't think you could play football well. What? Planet are you on? He really believes God's up there on the cloud just looking at me saying, Ray, you're so much better than everyone else the way that you played football. You know, there's a guy that's working at Target that God doesn't care at all about.
because he didn't play football.
When I walked into the Hall of Fame and I looked back over the city of Baltimore, what everybody tries to say about us, yeah, everybody got bad.
Okay, when I walked in the Hall of Fame and then I looked over and Baltimore was there, I was in kind of a weird time portal.
Or like some sort of wrinkle in the map.
That's right. What I did is I took a map of I-75 and wrinkled it.
Well, I guess when you're St. Ray Lewis the Prophet, then you can make those things happen.
Oh, is he dumb? As I walked in, because sometimes I understand what he wants to say. This one I don't. But when I walked into the Hall of Fame and I looked over and there was Baltimore, and I said, hello, and then I was looking at the Mona Lisa.
Right. As I walked into New York City, I said, hello, Eiffel Tower.
That's right. I can go anywhere and see anything from other places.
It's all seeing Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I was in Nebraska and I took a nice dip in the Pacific Ocean.
What everybody tries to say about us, yeah, everybody got bad. But this is a family I will never trade in. Never. A lot of other players put on other colors. A lot of other players go to different teams. But let me tell you something. I don't care who it is. They can never get me to put on another jersey.
Well, that's retired.
That's not an issue.
I mean, I don't know.
Anymore. I'm sure if they would have said your career's over and someone else was willing to pay you money.
So you're retired. You don't have to worry about that.
You don't get I assure you, I will never go to the moon. I can promise you that.
Good.
I can assure you something. I'll never make a speech that makes any sense. That I promise the city of Baltimore. I'll be a horrible representative of this town.
So he said, I guess if I got away with murder and spent years making millions instead of being on death row, I'd think God was my personal friend, too.
I remember the great Edgar Hector Poe, who at one point said, hey, Ray, you're good.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said, quote, Ray, gobbly gobbly gook.
They can never get me to put on another jersey. Never. Never. Listen closely to me. Imagine this. Just raise your hand, everybody, please. Just imagine this. And this all I'm going to ask us to do. Every time we see somebody, can we touch somebody to display love? For Baltimore, right.
It's a really good idea.
Get some play people into trouble, right?
Well, no.
You do it the wrong way.
You walk up to a lady and you go, nice dairy ass, squeeze, squeeze.
This is me too, Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
What's wrong with slapping your secretary on the booty?
Well, that's not very appropriate, me too, Ray Lewis.
Yeah. What's wrong? Tune in Tokyo, Ray Lewis.
You can't tune in Tokyo, Ray Lewis. Would get arrested immediately.
Don't be so sure.
That's a good point.
Sure.
It's not as wacky and laughed upon like in the teen 80s movies as it is in real life.
Screwballs.
Screwballs.
You know, Ray Lewis was in Hard Bodies.
Really?
Yeah. Gawking at boobs.
Oh, okay. Hard Bodies Ray Lewis. Yeah.
Hard Bodies Ray Lewis. Guys, how are we going to take on the jocks? They got all the girls. I'm going to take my sunglasses and move them down to the bridge of my nose. Ooh la la, look at that bikini. I could floss my teeth with that thing. It's all up in the butt.
What?
Bikini. String bikini. Okay, all up right. In the butt.
Butt floss.
Butt floss.
80s TNA movie, Ray Lewis.
Butt floss, yeah. Ray Lewis.
Oh no. The older woman, my tutor. Oh, look.
My tutor.
I remember I had a tutor in high school. And then I went to the whorehouse, and there was a lady with big jugs, but I was so drunk I fed on her, sleep on her. Remember that one?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I do remember that
one. That was my tutor.
That was my tutor, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Young lady Chatterley. I used to run the stables. Then I'd bang her.
Okay.
She'd come in to ride a horse, and then she would ride a ray.
What movie is that?
Young Lady Chatterley.
Okay.
It was an erotic book from back in the day that they made into a Cinemax movie.
They made funny sequels afterwards.
Hey, what's a band without bubbles?
I was in Guns.
You're in Guns.
Hard ticket to Hawaii. I was in Malibu Express. June Knuckles.
Okay, 80s TNA movie. Ray Lewis.
I can name them all off the top of my head.
You watched a lot of late-night Cinemax.
I used to live on a houseboat.
Okay, or Cody Appling. Yes, he was your best friend.
Yeah, even and I solved crimes.
One. Okay, of course you did.
But Baltimore, I got so many mothers out in the crowd.
That I've impregnated.
But Baltimore, I got so many mothers out in the crowd. I got so many children. And to hear every word that came out of everybody's mouth was, I love you, Ray. Well, guess what, Baltimore? I love you too, man.
Wait a minute. He said, I have so many mothers in the crowd and I have so many children.
Yes.
I'm thinking like 20 mothers and 37 children all
and all they're saying is, I love you, Ray.
That's right.
Everyone comes up to me and say, I love you, Ray. And I said, good.
Say, I loved you in Porky's.
I did. Oh, no. I put myself through the hole in the women's locker room. Miss Ballbreaker, she's pulling on it. Damn it, Ballbreaker. Kim Cattrall, look at you. You banging the gym teacher.
Lassie.
Yeah.
That was her nickname, I think, in that movie.
All right. Well, you remember that a little too well. I was disappointed when I finally saw it because there weren't a lot of nudity.
No.
All right. And we finish with Ray Lewis.
Don't just let this be Ray Lewis Day. Let this be a new way that we start to create different ways and different paths for our kids. Everybody want to be loved. It's three phases that people want to be. They want to be fed, they want to be loved, and they want to be hugged.
Yeah. The three phases. Remember, it was Isaac Asimov first came up with the idea of three phases. That's what E equals MC2 means. Hugs.
I've been looking for the Hard Bodies theme for about 5 minutes now. And I have not been able to find it.
Hard ticket. Tough road to paradise.
Tell me he's not right.
Oh, I am right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And every time I go to bang a lady on the houseboat, it goes, wah, wah.
Is that what happens?
You got it, Rich?
Let's see.
Oh, no. What kind of mischief are we going to get into today?
Mischief, also a good movie.
Mischief, Kelly Preston shows her jug.
That's right.
Right. Hey, gang, what are we going to do? I can't get laid. Spring Break's going to change all that.
80s TNA movie Ray Lewis. How are you going to get out of this wacky scenario?
I don't know. We're going to have to come up with a plan to get rid of these jocks. I'll tell you what, if come hell or high water, I'm getting laid this spring break.
Isn't that the theme of pretty much every 80s like, TNA movie?
Yeah. We're going to get laid. Oh, then they'll say, I love you, Ray.
All right. We will be back. We can continue to talk about the Patriots, which we haven't done in a long time. So we will have that for you. We will be right back. Here are the headlines.
Shotgun snap. A lot of time. Brady Rares back, throws it deep downfield, and that pass is overthrown. He overthrew five Lions with Chris Hogan at the 45-yard line. Three Detroit defenders deep down the middle of the field. Lee Blakeman, the referee, convening a huddle, and Brady comes over.
Oh, don't you dare throw it. They're going to throw you grounded?
Yeah. Yep. I would say that's a fairly easy call to make.
That's exactly what they're going to do. 985, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, Greg Bedard of the New England Sports Journal. What did he have to say?
Boston Sports Journal, yeah.
Boston Sports Journal.
Well, he obviously, like every other writer this morning, is killing the Patriots. There's nothing positive to say about last night. I don't think that there's any faction of the game or any player that you can heap any sort of praise on. Although, you know what I do want to do in a couple minutes? After every game, we get a press release from the actual Patriots organization.
Right.
And
it
it's
right
the
here.
Things that they try to have writers and people in the press put inside of their articles. Like, hey, here's all the great things that happened. Stress this. And after a game last night, I think we might need to look at that. Like, what did they find positive about last night's game? Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what were some of the highlights? Let's give me some of the happiness from last night, according to the actual New England Patriots organization.
Brady has the most touchdown passes for a player in his 40s.
Ooh la la. Sorry,
broke Warren Moon's longstanding record. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gronk and Brady pass Romo and Witten.
Okay.
For a career yardage between the two of them.
Okay.
And passing, mm-hmm. Yes.
James White catches TD passes, leads all running backs since 2015.
Okay.
Rookie Juwan Bentley records first NFL pick.
Oh, he got his first pick. Excellent.
Right.
Wide receiver Cordell Patterson returned the opening kick 45 yards. His 29 kickoff returns of 40 or more yards are the... It's even misspelled. 40 or more yards are the most active... or most among active players.
Okay, so that is the fourth thing on the list.
Yes.
The fourth most important is that we got a 40-something yard punt return, yeah, or kickoff return.
Steven Gostkowski drills 35th straight field goal under 40 yards.
Okay, stop. Stop it. They're already going with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously it's
rookie free agent defensive back J.C. Jackson made his debut last night.
Well, part of me actually kind of feels bad for the intern, whoever it is that has to put that together after a night like last night. It was just awful. But Greg Bedard wrote something. He said, you know, it was a Patriots performance, the likes of which we don't see very often. New England has now lost two straight. He said the last four times it's done that, each season ended in disappointing fashion. In 2015, the Patriots cost themselves home field advantage with losses to the Jets and Dolphins in the final 2 weeks and eventually lost the AFC Championship game to the Broncos in Denver. We remember that, right?
That was different. Yes. They chucked the Miami game.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. They chucked it, but...
I understand, but this is worse than that, right? Is my point.
Well, absolutely. In 2012, they lost in Week 2, the Cardinals, and in Week 3, the Ravens. The season ended in a home loss in the AFC title game to the Ravens, a contest where the Patriots were dominated. The last time the Patriots were below 500, they're now 1-2 after Week 2. They said in 2011, the Patriots fell back-to-back games to the Steelers and Giants in the middle of the season. With one of the least talented defense they've ever had, New England lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants. I would not call that. I mean, it was awful, but at least they got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And in 2009, the Patriots lost to the Saints and Dolphins in Weeks 12 and 13 and were bounced at home by the Ravens in the first round of the playoffs. So history tells us it's not good news when New England loses back-to-back games during the season. However, I do believe, if you are looking for any weird thing that I saw people tweeting around last night, that three of the five Super Bowl seasons, they started 2-2.
Yeah, Roach is all over that.
I think he might have been the one I saw
tweet
that.
He's on Instagram all over. He's all over that stuff.
But here's the problem. All of a sudden, a Week 4 game means everything.
Yep.
This game against the Dolphins, because they put themselves in this hole, and the Dolphins somehow are 3-0, if they lose next week, they're in a three-game hole in the AFC East, and they've already lost to the Jaguars. That's nearly impossible to claw your way out of. Now, I know that I think they've done something like that in the past. I read that even if they do lose last week, it's not unprecedented in the Brady era for them to come from that.
Yeah, but this team is not good.
But that's the difference. And you know what? And we've been talking this morning about how the first month of the season, they always look like a disaster, and everyone says, but this time it feels different. Honestly, this time it feels different.
They got blown out by the effing Lions, who are a disgrace with a rookie head coach who everyone wants out of there. They gave up 100 rushing yards, which hasn't happened since 2013, which is a big deal. And how are they going to get better defensively?
Well, I mean, they're going to get healthy. They're going to be better than they were last night just because they're going to get Flowers back and they're going to get Patrick Chung back.
Sure.
But it's still not great shakes to
begin with. The linebackers will remain a massive problem,
yes,
either with or without Hightower.
Yes, they're slow.
They're about a step or two slow at this moment.
Well, Hightower's not going to get better.
No, he looks awful.
He looks terrible, and he's not going to get better.
Yeah, he got taken out on third downs last night, too, near the end of the game. I mean, that was... This guy is used to be. Remember, everyone talked about what a freak he was.
Yeah, the really scary thing was when Johnson went around the left end, and Hightower had the angle on him, and Johnson ran around him and up the sideline. That's when you're like, whoa, okay.
I suppose
it's a little different.
Yeah, I suppose you could rest Hightower for a few weeks, and hopefully he gets back. But they're playing him. I mean,
they have to play him.
Well, I understand that, but if he was severely injured or if he had some kind of injury, that isn't going to be chronic.
Or it could be just an accumulation of things over the last two or three years.
Yes, they tried to get rid of him. I mean, they wanted to get rid of him, and they had no takers. Yeah, Hightower's not good anymore.
And think of this offense, man. What if they had gotten rid of Gronkowski?
They almost, Dan's telling me, they almost went to the...
They offered, I think the Jets offered him a contract. Remember, the Patriots let him twist in free agency for a long time. Go out and get your best deal, and we'll see if we want to match it. And the Jets stepped to the table and said, okay, and Rex Ryan was there at the time, okay, here's a contract offer, and the Patriots matched it, and he came back.
You should have known at that point if Rex Ryan wanted him that something was wrong.
Sure seems that way. All I know is that Cyrus Jones came in for Dont'a Hightower on third downs.
Yeah.
That's where we are now.
That's the big nickel.
That's where we are.
This is as bad as this team has looked since I've been in town since 2006. This is including the Castle year. This is as bad, and including, as Troy Brown brought up, the first four games 2 years ago where they had to play Jacoby. They played an effing rookie. Brissett,
yeah, and they got shut out by Ryan again in Buffalo. That was the loss. 16, I think it was 16-0.
Yeah, but they were able with two guys with minimal playing time, one of them with none. They won a game against the Texans with Brissett.
Yep.
I mean, that in the Texans.
A short week, too.
Yes. Remember that.
And the thing is, too, is that Texans game. You know, I thought it was a pretty good win. Mike, Texans are a good team. They're supposed to be a good team this year. And now you look at what they are, and their defense is awful.
I watched a quarter of that Texans game yesterday, and their defense is terrible, and J.J. Watt's not good.
Yeah, Watt is 30, multiple surgeries, back problems, and the question is now, I mean, we're not doing around the NFL. I suppose we could touch on it when we get there. But the question is, do you blow it up if you're Houston?
I mean, he was gassed. I mean, he was visibly gassed after almost every play. Something's going on with Watt where he's not in his rise and grind. And the whole time I was thinking about Rich with his talking about his rise and grind things. And I'm like, well, he's not been rising and grinding.
I mean, like we were just talking with Hightower, I have a feeling Watt now at 30, the accumulation of things has finally caught up to him.
Yeah,
he was a non-factor against the Patriots. In the second half, he kind of got going, but he's regressed.
The last time he was good?
J.J. Watt? Two years ago?
Yeah, he was great. Years ago.
Each of the last two seasons has been shortened by injury. I think the Patriots are actually the last game he played in both years. And, three seasons ago was the last time he was dominant.
Three years ago, he was arguably the best player in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, but then again, that position doesn't give you a very good shelf life.
No. So, he looked terrible yesterday. So that defense is bad.
And so that puts things in perspective a little bit.
Yes.
Now, the Jaguars thing, now that's kind of funny because yesterday they just crapped all over themselves. What, 6 points total scored?
Lost
9-6?
Yeah.
I knew that they were going to crap themselves.
But you're right, Fred. Fred, you made a good point. Playing the Patriots was going to be their Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you knew they were going to be, but still, I mean, it's
No. That yesterday wasn't a regression. Yesterday they got completely shut down. Blake Bortles turned into Blake Bortles from 2 years ago. I mean, he was awful yesterday.
Fair enough, and we'll see if it creates a pattern, but I just think that they were all they cared about was last week, and then they went in unprepared and not motivated. Ron, go ahead.
All right, listen, yesterday I know the defense looked atrocious, but I place 100% of the blame for both last week and this week on Brady. I think he should be disgusted with himself, and I honestly think we need to ship him out of town. He's missing mini camp, missing passing camp, and then he has, the nerve to get in Cordarrelle Patterson's face last week, and he's yelling at people on the sideline this week. Dude, it's all your fault. Every single piece of the loss is your fault. If you were at passing camp, the defense is better, the receivers are better, there's more chemistry. It's completely Brady's fault, 100% on him.
Now, what yesterday is his fault?
Did you see the overthrows down the sideline, the overthrows in the flat? Every single receiver is not on the same page. He has nobody on the same page as him.
I will say, Ron, that, I mean, he could have taken that time during the offseason to build chemistry with these guys. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that's one thing you can take away from it. But as far as, like, him being, like, on the list of people to blame, he is about as far to the bottom as you can be on that team.
He has no one to throw the football to.
He's got nobody. But, I mean, is part of that because these guys are not familiar with how Brady plays? He could have built up some of that chemistry.
Well, chemistry with Gronk is there.
Oh, it's great. There. One guy. You have one guy you got chemistry with.
Yeah, right. How many guys can he throw to? How many guys?
Well, he could have worked
can
out
Phillip
with...
Can Philip Dorsett get open?
He could have worked
is
out with
Is that possible?
Listen,
can Chris Hogan shake single coverage? Can Sony Michelle catch a ball? Can Sony Michelle stop dropping the goddamn football?
Was that twice in a row?
Yes.
He doesn't look to be very good.
Brady's like 30th on the list of things you have to worry about.
What Sony Michelle loves is losing yards. The first car of the hour is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MohegansUn.com. I mean, that looks...
Third and one, two running plays get stuffed. Is that Brady's fault? No, it's McDaniels' fault for a horrible play call. They were 1-for-3 on third and one. Is that Brady's fault?
Third and one, if you're a good team, you got to pick that up.
Yes. Correct.
I mean, I don't care what the play call is.
Nothing
short
to do with
of
Brady and missing passing camp. Zero.
That Sony Michelle looks like that was not...
Oh, and the Patriots are so busy making Sony Michelle their featured back, that they leave James White on the sideline. Think he can run one, maybe catch another pass or two? I mean, the play calling was awful. The substitution packages were awful.
And White did nothing, but White averaged 9.3 yards a carry.
You have wide receivers who can't get open for the quarterback that's given 4 seconds to throw the football, which is an eternity in this league.
Well, the Lions have maybe the worst pass rush in all of football.
And they're sacking the quarterback.
And he was under constant state of duress the entire game. So that's as bad as I've seen the Patriots look.
Tom Brady needs to get shipped out, of course.
Wait, you want Hoyer now? Is that what we do? Look what you got there.
Is that what we've come to after three games?
Now Kaepernick, now we're talking.
Three games and we have a call for Brady to be traded.
Now we're Kaepernick. I want heads to explode.
Jesus.
It happens after every loss, Wallach. Wait, how long have you been doing this
job? No one has called up and said Brady's entirely to blame and he needs to get traded. How many people have done that?
It happens a lot.
No, it does not. It does not happen a lot.
Yeah, this is not a... this was as bad as I've seen them look. This isn't Kansas City, which was a quality team. This is a team that might go 4-12, the Lions.
They lost to the Bills pretty bad one year in the beginning of the season, too. When was that, like 3 years
ago? What, the Patriots?
Yeah,
they got beat by Ryan Tannehill in the Dolphins game one. They got flattened by Kansas City. Remember that?
Yes, I know, but Kansas City was a playoff team.
They've lost to bad teams in the beginning of the season.
Not like this.
I'm telling you, it feels
bad. All right, they lost to Miami game one of the season 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, first of all, that's game one, not game three. And second of all, I guarantee you that Miami team was better than this Lions team. This Lions team is terrible, and they have no pass rush, and they were missing their best pass rusher, their only pass rusher. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Bob Sosi, who laughed in disgust during a play yesterday.
The games are only half